发现这种没有前奏的歌曲有时候听起来很爽，那这首歌曲呢叫做 Bad B-A-D Bad， 来自歌手 Lemon Stella。 欢迎收听听歌学英语，我是主播小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐。下面的时间老规矩，先来听歌，稍后你带来歌词讲解，不要走开哦。All the little gifts you gave, I call it overcompensating. Feeling just like a princess, every answer was always yes. You had me living in a dream. What's forever belong to you? Did you say that to her too? Making sure that I never know. Calling her while the shower goes, then call back in bed. It's a shame. I probably should have known better.I probably should have known better. Every word you say, yeah, you were sweet, but you was lying. Everything you covered up, making up just to keep me from crying. Oh, I wish that you would have treated me bad. The truth is, you couldn't have loved me better. Now I'm left feeling twice as sad. I wish you would have treated me bad, bad, bad. Wish that you would have treated me bad.Catching on to you, blinded by your lips so smooth. Excusing all of your gotta goes, leaving me to be all alone. That you took my heart just the same. I probably should have known better. I probably should have known better. Every word you say, yeah, you were sweet, but you was lying. Everything you covered up, making up just to keep me from crying. Oh, I wish that you.Treating me bad. The truth is, you couldn't have loved me better. Now I'm left feeling twice as sad. I wish you would have treated me bad, bad, bad. Wish that you would have treated me bad. The truth is, you couldn't have loved me better. Now I'm left feeling twice as sad. I wish you would have treated me bad, bad, bad. Tell me the truth. Was it worth it? Was that worth it?For you, 'cause we were perfect, we were working till you forgot to tell me you've been seeing someone else for 6 years. Oh, I wish that you would have treated me bad. The truth is, you couldn't have loved me better. Now I'm left feeling twice as sad. I wish you would have treated me bad, bad, bad. Wish that you would have treated me.过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，在公众号后台回复关键词 bad 来查看本期节目的完整内容。好，下面一起来看一下歌词中的英文。 All the little gifts you gave, I call it overcompensating. All the little gifts you gave, I call it overcompensating. 这边呢有一个稍微难的词汇叫做 compensateCompensate， 来拼写一下 ，C-O-M 读作 com，P-E-N 读作 pen， 后面的 S-A-T-E 读作 sate， 连起来 compensate 表示补偿、赔偿。Compensate for 就是为什么东西而补偿、损失或者是赔偿。比如说 ，Nothing can compensate for the loss of one's health， 失去健康是没有办法去补偿的。Nothing can compensate for the loss of one's health。所以一定要保护我们的身体。那看第二个短语 compensate with， 它也是弥补的意思。那它跟这个 for 区别的地方呢，就是这里是指用什么东西来弥补什么东西。比如说 they compensated my loss of time with money， 他们用钱来补偿我的时间损失。 they compensated my loss of time with money。 看一下这句歌词， All the little gifts you gave，你给我尝过的所有的甜头， I call it overcompensating， 我称它们为过度的补偿。来看一下发音技巧，这里要 call 和 it 连读， call it， call it， OK， I call it overcompensating。 来听一下， All the little gifts you gave, I call it overcompensating。 just like a princess, every answer was always yes. 哦，这句话我很喜欢，相信女生也都会很喜欢这句话，对吧？感觉就像童话中的公主，每个要求呢都能够得到 yes 的这种回答。那这里面呢，我们要学的短语就是 feel like， 它是一个非常非常非常重要的短语哈。意思呢非常多，我们一个一个来看一下。首先的话呢，它字面上看起来就是感觉像是什么东西，那它表示摸起来好像什么东西，因为 feel 呢可以有摸的意思。比如说这个东西呢摸起来像丝绸， It feels like silk， OK。 那么当它表示感到像是什么什么样子的时候呢，它会有两种用法。第一个是表示某事物给人的感觉，比如说像是要下雨的样子哦， It feels like rain。那如果是像是要下雪的样子，就是 It feels like snow， 对吧？那第二个呢，就是表示某人对某事的感觉。那这个时候呢，是用人来做主语的。比如说 I feel like catching a cold， 我像是感冒了。好，那感冒呢，我们可以说 have a cold， 也可以说 catch a cold。 我感觉像是感冒了一样， I feel like catching a cold。OK， 那 feel like 在口语中呢还有一个用的非常非常多的用法，就是想做什么事情或者是想吃什么什么东西。比如说 I don't feel like cooking, let's eat out， 我不想吃饭啊，我们出去吃吧。这句话用的很多，对吧？来背一下这个句子啊， I don't feel like cooking, let's eat out。 第二个例句， Do you feel like a drink？ 你想喝点什么吗？ Do you feel like a drink？好，回顾一下歌词， Feeling just like a princess， 感觉像是童话中的公主。 Every answer， 每一个回答呢 was always yes， 都是 yes 的回答。 Feeling just like a princess， every answer was always yes， you and me. Making sure that I never know， calling her while the shower goes， then crawl back in bed， it's a shame。好，比较长的一个例句，我们来看一下中间的一些语言点。第一个 crawl， C-R-A-W-L， crawl， 它呢做动词是爬行的意思，那还可以表示巴结和奉承。比如说 I hate people who creep and crawl to others， 我呢讨厌那些阿谀奉承的人。那这里面呢例句中有出现到一个很好的短语，叫做 creep and crawl。 creep and crawl什么意思呢？ creep 呢它也是这个爬的意思，所以在这里用到了两个 C 开头的单词哈，用的非常的妙，它呢就突出了那种阿谀奉承的感觉。 I hate people who creep and crawl to others， 我讨厌那些阿谀奉承的人。那接下来我们要讲的单词是 shame， S-H-A-M-E， shame， 歌词中呢是名词羞愧，那它也可以做动词表示使某人羞愧。有一个短语叫做 It shames me too 什么什么，就是什么什么呢使我感觉到羞愧。来看一下例句， It shames me to say it but I told a lie， 真的说出来我觉得挺羞愧的，但是我确实撒谎了。撒谎叫做 tell a lie， 这句例句中呢用的是过去式 told a lie。 再来听一下哈， It shames me to say it， 我呢觉得很羞愧来说这件事情， but I told a lie， 但是我确实撒谎了。好，接下来我们来分享一个短语叫做 make sure， 它呢在歌词中是设法确保的意思，其实呢它还表示弄明白。比如说我想把这个事情弄明白， I tried to make sure of the problem， 就想得到一个确定的感觉。回顾一下歌词啊， Making sure that I'd never know， 确保我不会知道你的那些事情， Calling her while the shower goes，你在我洗澡的时候打电话给他， Then crawl back in bed， 然后呢又爬到我的被窝里来， It's a shame， 真是厚颜无耻。I wasn't catching on to you, blinded by your lips so smooth。这句歌词什么意思呢？我呢没有把握好你，被你的油嘴滑舌给蒙蔽了双眼。哦，听起来确实是一个 bad guy， 对吧？看一下短语 catch on to， 它的意思是理解 catch on to。比如说 I didn't catch on to this joke， 我没有明白这个笑话， I didn't catch on to this joke。 第二个例句 It took me a blue moon to catch on to the directions 我花了很久才弄明白说明书的意思好例句中的 blue moon 它字面是蓝月亮其实是指很长的一段时间 It took me a blue moon to catch on to the directions 我花了很久才弄明白说明书的意思接下来分享的单词是 smoothSMOOTH smooth 那它除了表示圆滑的以外呢还可以表示顺利的比如说别人要坐飞机去出行了那你可以跟他说 I hope you'll have a smooth flight 我希望你飞行顺利 I hope you'll have a smooth flight OK smooth 还可以做动词哈表示消除比如说 No matter how hard she tried She was unable to smooth over their differences 不管她怎么努力 No matter how hard she tried 她呢也没有办法去消除她们之间的 differences 分歧再来听一下这例句 No matter how hard she tried She was unable to smooth over their differences OK 现在我们来回顾一下歌词I wasn't catching on to you, 我没有搞明白你 Blinded by your lips so smooth 我能被你的油嘴滑舌给蒙蔽了双眼 I wasn't catching on to you Blinded by your lips so smooth 正在放送的这首歌曲叫做 Bad B-A-D Bad 那不知道这首歌曲你是不是喜欢呢想听到更多精彩的英文好歌欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 音乐英语的音音乐的乐在公众号后台搜索歌名，可能会找到你想听的歌曲哦。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢你收听，我们下期见，拜。